This week's shiurim have been sponsored by family. Baruch Si Blum, Lili Nishmas, Morris Rochel, Bas Menachem Manis, Mrs. Ray Blum. Today's speaker is Rabbi Yaakov Hanach Badil, Monday, 30th of August, Bank Holiday, Chof Elon, Why There's No Special Chiyuv of Tshuva, and Vidri on Rosh Hashanah.
I thank the Chassani from Torah for inviting me to speak. I have this unique opportunity to be Marbitz Torah. But Talmud Torah keneged kulam, so we have to start with a divrei halacha. I'll be as concise as I can be, as concise as possible. I'll give you the mechemis and look them up later. A bit louder, right? Okay. In the din of Ein Hoichim B'Momon Acharov, let's just like dumb for a few minutes. I need a water. Oh, I've got the water. Right. The din Ein Hoichim B'Momon Acharov, Shmuel said, Ein Hoichim B'Momon Acharov, fellow soldier, a shoyer, couldn't, the lekech can't use it because it's a dangerous thing. It's only good for shrita. My money back, please. I bought the shoyer to use it to plow the field. He said, no, I sold it to you for shrita. Rob people sell it for work. Rav, so Rav should be mechayev the moichah to give it back. Nevertheless, Shmuel says, Ein hoichah b'momnach harav. And the reason for Ein hoichah b'momnach harav pashtus is because the moichah moves looking at money. So he says, Bava Kama. Nevertheless, Rashbam in Bava Basit of Tzadik Beis says something very unexpected. He says the reason why you don't go after Rav in b'momnes is because you go after Taina Toivo. Of course, the question arises, the Lekech has also got a Taina Toiva. The Moichah said, I sold it for Shechita. What do you want from me? The Lekech also has a Taina. I bought it for Ridya. So why does the Rashbam say, Hoichinach a Taina Toiva? The Lekech has also got a Taina. And the Rashbam said something even more remarkable. He says, and Rav is as if it's not in the Torah at all. Palgo Palgi. That's grossly unfair, because but unfortunately, to go after Rav, the Rashbam could say, no, because the Muzokes, Rav is not enough. But to say the Rav is nothing, Lav Klumhu, make a taste. Where did he get that from? And later on, the Rashbam Daf Tzalik Beis Mabei says, Hoichinach Hashum Taina, the Muvzik. So the Rashbam does wake up to taste his time in Borah Kama, that the reason is called Muvzokis. What can the Rashbam mean? Taina Toiva? He says, Taina Toiva? The Lekech has also got a Taina Toiva. He says Toiva, then he says Shum Taina is Mashma Shemo. Rabbi Kvegin, Mishnaik, Lamliach, in Hoichim B'Momnach Harov, even though the Moich is only a Shemo, a Paps, I sold it for Shrita, is enough, he's a Muzik. And Rashbam says, Taina Toiva in the first place, in the Tzalik Beis Amadal. Rashbam is saying something here, very, 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 Epesapsatifazach. I would say, I venture to submit that in this case where the Moich says to the Bezdin, you got a Rov. Rav say I sold it for work, and I say I sold it for shechita. He can know more than the Bezdin. He said I was there. I know what I sold it for shechita. When the moichah is sure of himself, he knows more than the Bezdin. You don't go after Rav. Rav is given to someone who's got a sofik. Rav Chazok is the mishum sofik b'dovo. There's no sofik here. Moichah shreit chay v'chayim. I sold it for shechita. In that case, even by the foshes, you wouldn't go after Rav. The nokiv tzadik al tarig. I won't be marchiv now, I'll just refer you to a Pnei Yeshua. In Ksuvos Daf Chof Beis, he says, Heiche de Shaiche, get me nish noch rov. And Chachez Pesesh says, Heiche de Shaiche means to say, if I come along, if I kill someone, and the Bezdin machayv me misa, I say, don't worry, Dayonim, he was a treifer. What will they say to me? How can you know he was a treifer more than us? Rov, I'm not treifers. Hang him up. But if I come along and say, for instance, like the woman says, I was on the boat when my husband died. I saw it. It's Tosfos of Vayitzei. Daikas Aminsvis, that's why Lo Teitzei. Well, the Chazok is strong, but Daikas Aminsvis. But the Pnei Yeshua and Daf Chof Beis in Tzivos builds from a Rashba and Kedushin Daf Samach Vov that if there is someone, she had a right to say, Borili, I know. So Rov and Chazok is not Machayva. In the foshes, in this case, Bashoy Ridye, where the Moichah was there, and he said, I know I was there. I know what I sold it for. In this case, by the foshes, you'd also not go after that. With the Pnei Yeshua and in Tzubos Chof Beis, look up the Pnei Yeshua. See what's left. In those statements, Rashbam did what? How can I have a tiny table? You'll answer Tasha, but nevertheless, okay, that's why Rav. If Rashbam says there's no Rav, because the Torah is not mechadish Rav when there's someone who's bori and has got a right and can know more than the best can know. So the shaila is offensive Rav when Rashbam says no Rav. But why does Rashbam say shoot? We go after tiny table. The Kher shait oichet. The Kher is also saying, I know I've worked for work. The answer is there. He's muzik. That's why we turn to his time the first. His time the first. He's the one who says, I was there and I know, so that's why you listen to his time more than the lekech. But not that the muzokus is a din. Now, why the Rashbam says that shat, even though, I mean, in that case, by Oichach, Acha, Gemalim, Dach, Tzadigimu, the Gemara, Asakashi, Rav, and Shmuel, there also there was no one there. The Moichach can't know, the Mazik and Nizik can't, they weren't there. The truth is that the Gemara is chizik. The Rashbam says that Pshat here helped with the Rashbam, as the Yeshua interprets the Rashbam. Nishvi Tosfos and the Fes and Tzibus Chobes. Later on, the Gemara says there's a little subtle change in the Gemara, because the Gemara straightway in the beginning, the Gemara just brought Rav and Shmuel. Hoichim Mamachorov, Enochim Mamachorov, no reason, no at all. So the Rashbam chose to say like the Rashbam. The Gemara says later on a different reason. The Gemara says a little subtle change. The Surah you go after Rav, the Momlet Nisht. If the Rashbam is now Moide, there's Mechzokas. So the Rashbam later on says, mentioned it in Furish, by Momlet Sisana, Inyan Amayla, Mechzokas. The money is unto my thing, and I bought it, we bought it, I'm a Muslim, it's a Koch Raya, and that is why Rav, which is only a Chiddush HaKroh, cannot be Moide Momlet for me. The Rashbam is Moide. Even though there, it's not the case of the Klei Yeshua, nevertheless, but in the beginning, before the Gemara said that subtle change, a little slower in Rav and Shmuel, why I don't go after Rav, the Momnes. Before that, Rashbam said Pshat and Raj, then, like, I heard like a tiny trader, then the Mechzok is the only reason why we listen to his tiny before the Lekeachs. But later on, the Rashbam says, Take, Shum tiny, even a tiny Shemo, we have a Kvegi in Ameniach, in Mishnayas, I feel the Mechzok is only a Shemo, nevertheless, Taninolei, and you give him, he's a Mechzok. But Momnes is about Risa Meile, Mechzokis, and because the Mechzokis, that is why in Hoichim Mamum Lacharov, because Rov is sof kosof only a Chiddush HaKroh. If it wouldn't be Achir Rav Nahatzis, we'd say Rov is no difference, like Palgo Palgo. And the Mamid Oichach Gemalim is correct, Hafle Fele, even though no one can know more than the best. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael of Divrei Torah to start off with. I just refer you again to the Pnei Yeshua and Tzibus Daf Chobeis. I think it's still there. In Divrei Masel Adayin, the Pnei Yeshua Pshat Rashbam Kedushas Hamechvav, and here you got Knaket Gerai for the Pnei Yeshua from this Rashbam. I asked a few Gedolei Yisrael. I remember Rav Shimon Slobodka as well. I asked him. He said, Rav Yanko, I've learned this Rashbam many times. I never knew Pshat. And I said to him, Rav Doiv, don't worry, your prayers have been answered. Ichom Gezuk Pshat. Okay, so now Rabbi, let's get on to the Inyan HaDayim Abyssal. Have you ever put your mind to the remarkable fact on Rosh Hashanah? There's no Chiyuv Tshuva. Now, Tshuva, every time you do an Aveira, there's no Chiyuv Tshuva. It's Machlekes, for shame, you might say. It's a Eitz HaTayva, V'shavta HaTashem HaLekecho. It's a Eitz HaTayva, do Tshuva. Well, it's no, it's a Chiyuv, it's just like Super Shefer Belulet. You don't have Aveira, a Chiyuv to do Tshuva. If you don't do tshuva l'chayra, the bitter mitzvah say. Everyone knows, the more humid aflam advov. Oilo ain't oilo bom rabatim, ain't oilo bo el al bitter mitzvah say. Bitter mitzvah say, as you know, is not just a person doesn't take a lulav. You say, no, it's a mitzvah say, but don't take lulav, don't get any oilish, just don't get scha. Well, that's a load of rubbish, because a mitzvah say and a loisa say, the difference is, by a loisa say, you get oilish for doing it, and you get schar for not doing it. By a mitzvah say, you get schar for doing it, and you get an oilish, you don't do it. And that's the first Mishneh Shas. Lama omu chacham mat chatzos, kedele hachik zahodah min ha'aveira. The aveira is bitl mitzvah krishma. That means you get schar if you do it, but if you don't do it, you get oilish. And the Mishneh in Tatehei in Yuma says, tshuva mechaperes al ha'kalos. Kalos is bitl mitzvah say. And if you don't do a mitzvah say, you call noilo. So the tshuva, if it's a chiyuvis, the reason I suppose there's no oilo, you don't bring an oilo when you don't do tshuva on aveira, even though it is a chiyuvis, because ad yoim moisoi techakeloi. Halacha ledina now. It's not just a halach, shein azach, shvochum for the brain shlem. It's halacha ledina. It has ramifications, ledin. Ad yoim moisoi techakeloi. There's no bikkur mitzvah of tshuva till the day of death. Till then, you've always got a chance. It's not seisnish kampitzel mitzase. That's why a person doesn't do tshuva, like the hamoinam, because tshuva is the hardest mitzvah in the Torah. So memela there's no bit mitzase legabechiyuvayla, but nevertheless, you do a chiyuvus on every machlitz l'shenim all year round. The chiyuvus, the chiyuv to do tshuva straight away. Start. If you do it now, you become mitzase. Yom Kippur, they've done another mitzvah, say, Lifnei Hashem Titov, a special mitzvah full Yom Kippur Medav Tshuva Tom. Even though the Rebbe who says Yom Mechaper Afilu without Tshuva, or Rebbe is also made to do a chiyuv mitzvah, say, to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, we don't find it. And why not? Because even the Yom there, you can save one, the Yom Hajir, the Yom Rosh Hashanah, you can save one, the Yom Tzim Kippur, you can save one. The Hasimus Kazadim is Yom Kippur. So the Torah gives us a break. Do Tshuva, a chiyuv mitzvah, to save yourself from the Hasimus Kazadim. On Rosh Hashanah is beyond Rosh Hashanah Yikosevun. Isn't that enough reason to give us a break? Chiv Tshuva? We don't find any Chiv Tshuva any more than all the year round. Where there's Machlis Hashanah, it's a Tshuva, it's a Chivus. Yom Kippur is a Chivus, it's a Tshuva. But on Rosh Hashanah, there is no Chiv Tshuva. Another remarkable fact is that we don't have any vidui. Confession is not on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, B'gadnu, the whole time. Rosh Hashanah is nishto kan vidui. Ad kidekach, avinu markenu, chotonu lefalecho, shteitin poskim. You should not say it. Vidui, it's a vidui. And the ones who say you do say it quietly. No vidui. Another remarkable fact is that everyone knows what Zanesav Shiladim Kutsubu Loim Rosh Hashanah at Rosh Hashanah. So give us a break. All we say is And I believe, I humbly submit, that the answer lies in a short Gemara in Chagiget Ahel Amud Aleph, one and a half lines. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Oy lanu shishokal olenu hakosuv kalos kachamuris. Kalos kachamuris. And I'd like to understand in what aspect, in what bechina is kalos kachamuris. We know chil shabbos or chil misa. If I don't do shluch hakam or I do other things, if I give in like a lav, a chveiz, a sashon, a bedisha, a little chil misa. What's called to mind kalos kachamuris? And the pasuk steht da, bringt da rein, lachayu steht dort. What aspect is Kalos Kachamuris? Let me explain to you one thing. And you start. Every Avera has two parts. We believe Avera k'mashmoy oivar l'tzoymer. There's much more to it. If we take into mind that the one who goes to this Gezeira, who tells us what to do, is a Melech Malchei Amlochim. Now we come to a frightening aspect of every Avera. Every avera, the revelation, every avera we are over connected to Rotzon Hashem. It's not just over Rotzonoi. He gave us life, so we have to do what he tells us to do with our life. Like the schnorrer who asked the balabos for a shilling. He gives him a shilling. He said, "Now look here, you go and buy yourself a cup of coffee. Don't use it for booze." And the schnorrer said to the balabos, "Do I tell you how to use your money?" So the mice is avitz. But the embassy, if he gives him a shilling, he's got a right to tell him you'll buy a coffee with it. He won't buy all that. Give a person £100, buy yourself a suit. You haven't bought yourself a suit in 5 years. So buy a suit. If he goes and buys pizza, he's mamish over the toilet. What right? I gave you the money. The version gave us life. He gives us life. He's got a right to tell us what to do. We're not doing it. But we have to remember another great thing, in which he even more important and more dangerous than the second part of Oyver Rotzonoi. The Rebbeinu Shlom is a Melech Malchei Amlochim. Now we all know our good old friend Saddam Hussein. If we do something, we are Moyed B'Malchus. Would Tshuva help? If I was trying to overthrow the Iraqi government, and I'll come along with it, it didn't help, because the soldiers just overpowered me in the last moment. I'll come along to Saddam Hussein and I'll say to him, "Look, I was wrong. What would he say to me? He'd say to me, "Listen, Rabbi Yantel, if I'm going to pardon you, it's a lechucha klule, it's a lechons of it's valakal einan ivahu." I mean, it's ridiculous, because another fellow come, Ahmad will come along and do the same thing, and also do tshuva. I mean, the memshola is golish vet. You want me to abdicate? Even a nice king, not Saddam, Lomzor, I feel a nice king, but very nice and polite and everything, when his friend, Charles II, but if you do on Marie de Malthus, he has to tell the fellow to take him to Tower Hill and do what they did to his father. Right. So Marie tells it this. Next day he goes in the street. They say to him, Yanko, what happened? How did you? I'm fine. What would help to save the life of a Moirat B'malchus? I'll tell you what. When the Melech makes the Cheshbon, it says, if this fellow can put the Malchus back to its pedestal, high pedestal, how it was before. I can understand, let him live. But take Malchus and if he puts it back, if he didn't believe it, the whole Malchus shaky, zilvo, now he puts it back. How do you do that? A coronation. Malchus. Chatzonsris. Trumpets and a whole parade. Shaykhish, the Chaynish. You mentioned the greatness of the king, what he remembers, now everything, and he remembers everyone, and those things. Puts back the Malchus in its right place, that Tikkun Malchus Moed, you can live. So, Rabbi Sol Salam to ask the Kashi. You heard that Moshe, right? Rabbi Sol Salam to ask the Kashi, why is Rosh Hashanah, which the mitzvah is Malchus Shaykh the Chaynish, there's only two mitzvahs in Rosh Hashanah, Shaykh, and the Pesukim of Malchus Shaykh the Chaynish, which is also only the Rabbanah. There's dort zwei Maschmurz in der Gemorre, daf Lamed Beis, daf Tetzlov, Imro Lefonai, it's the Reise, the Rabbonon, and the Rishenim Sliach, the Rabban, that if there's a Shofar, it's the Reise, there's no Shofar, it's the Rabbonon. So in other words, you only have a Mitzvah Shofar in the Rishon. Why not Tshuva? There's no Tshuva. So Rabbi Sol Salam to ask, if there's no Tshuva, why don't we make Yom Kippur first? Because we want to say, Malchus Shofar, it's a Chaynes, mitoch Tshuva. Become Tzadikim, and then you do the coronation. Why to do the coronation before Tshuva? And that's Rabbi Sol Salam to Kasha. My Kasha is, why Gufa is there no Tshuva in Rosh Hashanah? I ask Lachmer, for what's Kasha is there no Tshuva? The answer is, there is. There is. What is it? We split Avera, Oival Ritzonai, and Merida B'Malchus. The main part of Avera is, because it happens to be the Rabbein Shem who is being Gozak Zera, so Mamele, that part of Avera is Merida B'Malchus, that is what we do Tshuva about on Rosh Hashanah. To be Mamlech Rabbein Shem, it is tshuva. So Salam to say we should do tshuva. We should do Malchus Shofar Zochinus. Malchus Shofar Zochinus is tshuva. It is the first part of Avera. It's the Pekuach Nefesh part. So the Avodas Hayoyim has got a new light to it. When we are Mamlech Rebbein Shalom, whenever we mention Melech in the Rosh Hashanah, we give a shrai. We're very eager to put the Malchus back on its pedestal. Melech. Every time Nusach goes back thousands of years. What is it? We have to be mamlech lebeishim at any opportunity. We don't. Zweiter Merida B'malchus. You understand? Okay, Hakadosh. You said Hakadosh. You didn't mention Melech. But Melech is talking mishpot. You didn't say Melech mishpot. Doesn't matter. You mentioned Melech. Okay. Now, why is it not vidui? Now, imagine me being Merida B'malchus. No, I've got to put the Malchus back on this pedestal. I call the whole Ve'ir, the whole town, High Park Corner. And I start explaining what I've done. I was a Moirat B'Malchus. I got into the palace last night. Got into the king's bedroom. I got him by his neck and by his throat. I was just going to give him a swipe, a devastating swipe, when the soldiers overpowered me. And that's it. I'm doing tshuva. What would the people tell me? I'm the biggest crackpot imaginable. You go and recount everything that happened last night. You go and recount everything, and that's the way you're going to put the Malchus back. Vidui on Rosh Hashanah, the whole year it's a pius. No, Rosh Hashanah is a kitruk. Don't mention it. You're trying to get the Malchus back. You talk about the greatness of the king, Malchus, Shaifres, Chatzotzres, Trumpet, the Chaynes. You don't repeat. You don't tell what you did last night and how it didn't go and all that. But demolish. No, that's why there's no vidui on Rosh Hashanah. No tshuva Rosh Hashanah, it is tshuva. Malchus Shofar Zochinus. This is mamish cut out the first part of Avodah, which is Pekuach Nefesh. Now you'll say, that's why the whole Shemoneh Esrei is Moloicha Kolayim, Kula B'Chavoidoi, everything. What about Parnosa? Mezonos of Shalom Kutsuvin Loi? Yeah. Who thinks about Parnosa now? We're talking about Pekuach Nefesh. Rosh Hashanah is Pekuach Nefesh. Mezon the Melech, the Vina Makrigo, all the Rachman, and Rachman, 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 for the ones who are Shuva Bonim Shevavim. Aber der Bönchen sagt, ernste Sache, der Bönchen ist Malka Shaloyla. Malka Shaloyla, das ist ein Pachar. Everybody wäre es am Ende von Malchus. So, when some hard is away, then kill us. But it's got a big ramifications in life and everything. When some read with Malchus, you have to be makhid the Malchus Shemayim. Malchus Shemayim. Oy lonu! Sheshokal aleinu kalas kechamulis. But it's not that way we ask. Chil Shabbos Lachim Yisa. Shiloh HaKam Nishto. Lesachsim Shabbatishim Nishto. What aspect is kalas kechamulis? The answer is, the read of Malchus. When the king tells me to paint my house yellow, and I paint it green, so I'll say to the king, come on, what's the difference between green and yellow? I'm colorblind anyhow, so what I say? What do you care? Green, the king says to me, oh, don't think about the green and yellow. Think about who's the Goyza Gzera. Think about the king who told you what to do. So as far as we're concerned, it's treason. If you don't do the Melech Zosim, it's a small thing between green and yellow, is the same thing as getting an army up and attacking the palace. Same thing. High treason. I lonu sheshokol aleinu akosov kalas kachamuris. That is the lesson of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai. The door tshuva. I'm still salam to gefreit. I'm still salam to gefreit. We'll make him kippur tshuva and then make him shavu zechonis. I ask a kasha. Why is it talking about tshuva Rosh Hashanah? Not shver. It tells us there is tshuva. Maybe I'm still salam to kasha Rosh Hashanah. We do tshuva Rosh Hashanah. That is a tshuva. Make him shavu zechonis is a tshuva. This is the inside. Now I'm going to tell you one more thing, but I think we've got another 8 minutes, haven't I, before we start throwing coconuts. In the Gur Sari where I speak, they used to throw mangoes, it didn't help. So they went on to coconuts. They should have thrown chleishnish. But Cholik and Rabbi Yisai. Memein Tshuva, Tshuva, Mechilas Chet. Did you know that Tshuva makes a shinui in the person himself? Gebuchu. We all say in the Ilas Yom HaKippurim, Apostle in the Cheskul, Novi HaTshuva, Chayoni emor aleim, Chayoni num Hashem im ech beis b'moisa rosho ki'im b'shuv rosho mitaka v'choyo. Novi Cheskul b'shem Hashem says, Chayoni num Hashem, but Hashem swears a shvur that Tshuva helps. Tshuva helps. I understand that, because as Tshuva's all helps, like King Amrid of Malchus, it's a place of Chiddish. I mean, our old friend Saddam Hussein. Zechus HaYogin Olav. Ask him how Tshuva helps. Yeah, so the big chiddush that Tshuva helps. Nevertheless, my kasha is, what's a shvur for? You said it's a big chiddush. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say a shvur. He said v'shavta v'Hashem elkecho, ha'inti g'parsha, v'shavta v'Hashem elkecho. Shuv v'bonim shomerim, v'chuli mochim devorim v'shuvay Hashem. Any shvur? No shvur. Why did Yechezkel HaNavi say chayoni no Hashem? What's the difference? Because on the front of that shvur, what is the idea here? What is it? Well, of course, if you take the Novi out, and you see what depends on what the answer was. What preceded that shvur? Shtei dozen kena martim. The Rishon said, Novi said b'shem Hashem, kena martim. Kena Russian kena benois tzlofchot beveris. The Novi says, Klal Yisrael, you're right. What you said to the Bnei Yisrael. What did he say? Chatoseinu aleinu. Uvo manachnu nimachim. Ve'eich nichye. There are three mishpotim there. There are three statements. Chatoseinu aleinu. We're overwhelmed by our sins. Uvo manachnu nimachim. We're sinking into this quicksand. Ve'eich nichye. How will we live lo'osid? What do they say? They say as follows. Tshuva, we know, b'shavta Hashem l'kechol, b'chum t'vachim, don't have a big chiddush, but you don't need a shvur for that. We're scared. We have an atiyah to the chet. We have an atiyah to this chet. We'll do tshuva, but we'll go back to it again. We're scared. The Rebbe Yisrael said, Kein amartem, Kein, b'nois, love, you're right. It's a point to bring up. Chai oni no Hashem, I give a very need a shvur. To say that the guf, the neshome, is nitar, becomes pure. After you've done real tshuva, you won't have the netiyah. It's as if you're starting off like a young child, hasn't got any netiyah chet, that you need a shvur. That's the end of the. But one kasha remains. Oh, you need a shvur for that. Now, is what Cheskel Novi put in a new ingredient into the shvur, which wasn't there before? No, he didn't do that. It's the same chiv tshuva, and the same tshuva helps the same as it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So I don't understand. Were there no three people who did tshuva since Moshe Rabbeinu? There were, and the Gemara says, "Shvur Gav Chovtes Amoule." A shvur shov is when I say this is a shtender. If three people know this is a shtender, and I say I swear this is a shtender, that's a shvur shov. V'hu benoida l'shloisha b'nei odan. Three people did tshuva, and they were purified. That's great, the mile of tshuva. So why? No. The answer to this is that it doesn't come automatic. The Rebbein Shem is saying a shvur, you have to ask for it. Every day you do tshuva and you ask to have be purified, it says helfen b'mezot in English hakadoches. But once you do tshuva, you have a right to ask for it. The Rebbein Shem chay onenu Hashem im ech bis b'meis arosho kim b'shuv roshim b'davka. I swear my shvur is I will answer the tshuva. Where's my right for all this? Posseg tshilim nun aleph leiv toy b'rol yelukim. Now you have to ask for a Leif Toy Barol Yelkin. He has to ask for it. When you ask for it, you'll be answered. Chayon Yinu Hashem. No Shvoshov. Hafle Refet. Now where do I such a stark of word needs a raya, I think. Not, I'm not in the raya because I've got one. The thing is, you remember Bilam? Biggest love in the world, more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, big Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, it reminds of the chef, the Schwarzer chef, when the president gives a dinner. So the chef knows all what the menu is going to be. The biggest princes and the biggest ministers don't know. Yeah, Bilam knows more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, the Schwarzer works in the kitchen. He knows things which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. But again, let's just pacify the going. But yeah, Bilam says, "Vayaz Akedi saw the brachas. Vayaz Akedi saw the children of Yisrael sitting in Lishkas Hakodesh." Strong, your throne is strong, and Lishkas Hagozis is the biggest bezin in the world. How is it? You were also in the Aksas Hoban Yitzchak Moloi, the Medrash, that's Iyov Bilam and Yisroel, called in. How were you Zeicher? I don't understand. Yisroel left over his bank accounts and all his fields and ran away. Bilam didn't know that. The answer is, he did tshuva. And yeah, Bilam didn't say, the answer to that is, Bilam didn't say, "Ach ato yisa ba'atzas hayoyer tashlechu." That's what I said. You were ba'atzas hovelis hachmoloi. When Paro needed a solution to the Jewish problem, you don't call in any fellow walking in the streets of Cairo. You call in the professors of anti-Semitism. You were called in. You were invited in to say, "Eitzer, you are Shvatza Chaya, you are. Bad midas." Yeah, understand? So how come that the your Mirish, the midas to your children, how do they sit in Lishkas Hagozis? At Ato Yisabat Sas Hovenes Hakmoloi. Not in Hayoga Tashlechu. But my mouth be another, and Akasha again. But nevertheless, he did tshuva. We asked Akasha originally. Bilam didn't know tshuva helps. Biggest novel in the world. The Shmas is working in the kitchens, right? So he didn't know tshuva help. He knew. So what do you want? What's the problem? He did tshuva. The answer is poshet. Bilam knew tshuva helps. Bilam didn't know that tshuva is metaya. Because he didn't also needed a chizal from the Cheskel HaNavi. A shvur. Chai oninu mashem. Im echbes b'moysa rosho. Yisrael did tshuva and was bespalda to become a better person. And then he was meyrish that he'd gone a besser mensch. Uach nochen chadish b'kirbi. Leiv toi bro lelkim. His children are the product of that Balmidis. Tshuva helps. Bilam didn't know that. Toma, I need to ask me, thought Rashi. How are you thinking that your children should be in Lishkas Hagozis? And tshuva. Tshuva is good for your gagoinish. You left your bank accounts and your fields and your properties and ran away and everything. Tshuva, very good. But you should become a better person. They called you, why did they call you in? Midas Mishchosis you had. Yes, but tshuva helps for that as well. Bilam didn't know that. We also didn't know. We needed a shvur for that. Chayoni Nium Hashem, Moyerav Rabbeisai. One more, I've got 2 more minutes. I just want to say one more word. And this Lemaile from Shul Meretta Vingdem Tachoichet. And don't forget the Rashbam Rabbeisai and the Pleishua and Subis Chobes. Please, 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 don't. We have to revert back to the phone call. Save the phone call. Chobes and Subis. I'm sure it's still there. Divra Masal Adayim. But now let me just say one more word. L'chaim toivim tichtaveinu kosveinu b'seva chaim. L'chaim toivim tichtaveinu kosveinu b'seva chaim. Zochenu l'chaim l'chuz v'chaim kosveinu b'seva chaim. Chaim. I mean, zochenu l'chaim, so what's the kosveinu b'seva chaim? L'chaim toivim tichtaveinu noch shverer. Don't stay shere yitziv as well. L'chaim toivim tichtaveinu kosveinu b'seva chaim. Let me just tell you one little moshel. I think I've mentioned this my own. Ich ken sein, plenish dit reis. Imagine I'm being sent by a big company in Tokyo to buy carpets in Persian carpets. I go along. Who pays my hotel bill? Of course, the company. I'm going for their shlichus. After 2 days, I decide that Persia is a very nice city, a nice, you know, make a take a holiday and look around. So I fax him back and say, look, you want me to buy carpets? No time. I've got to air out a bit. They say, okay, we can't force you, but hotel bills. Yeah. And you know, the hotel bill. And of course, next morning, I'm presented with a bill because they fax him over to say that he'll pay his own bill. And the Coca-Cola in a big hotel doesn't cost a shekel, shivim, by the kiosk. It costs 35 shekel. Why? Carpet stores, mozzarella, no, everything beautiful, five-star hotel. The world is also a five-star hotel. Sun, moon, beautiful, Geshen, no, yes, you've got Holders Hill Park, this park, that park, everything. Never stayed. That's the idea. The Chaim Tovim Tzvi Tzvenu, oh yeah. In the Rambam states, who's a Rosha? Misha Chuyosa, Misha Chavosa, Merub Misha Chuyosa. It's a Naya Gdorf and a Rosha here. I didn't know that. I thought we... When I was a kid, I learned that Tosfos Bo Metzius Daf Ein Beis, and the Ksosimim Beis of Gottnalik. If you do a Lav Sheish, but Malkus, you're a Rosha. Al Tosfos Rosha, you're a Rosha. Rambam says, Rosha, Misha Chavosa, Misha Chavosa. Misha Chavosa, you have 10 small Averis against one huge Chuyosa, and you're a Rosha. And Misha Chuyosa, you're a Chavosa, he's a Tzadi. And I have Dore, the terrorist is Nichtom Nana, who's a Rosh, Nichtov Lao to the Misa. Nichtov, we see plenty of Rosh Hashem. They live till 120, they draw a pension, see them in the post office. The answer is Nichtom in the Lao to. Because they never say about Chaim, it's all one thing. We do the Shlichas, you have more mitzvahs than Averis, you do the Shlichas of Ravation. Who pays the bill? The company pays the bill. It's Nichtom in the Lao to the Chaim. But the one who got more schuyes of, more chuyes than schuyes, I feel that, as we said, a new halacha, a new abdor from Russia. Not a Russia postulators. No. You have a need in the lav shein b'mer, a lav shesh b'maisa. A lav shesh b'maisa, shesh b'maltis, to be a Russia, a toshes yos for Russia. Is a new abdor of Russia to say who's doing the shlichas of Rishon, who is now here that the company pays for his expenses. Person who's chayosav, mu'um chayosav, he'll be paid for. L'chaim tovim tichtovim is one thing. Carry on living. Aber kosvein u'besev ha'chaim in the books of the company. That's a person who does the shlichas of the mainstream. L'chaim u'chaim, kosvein u'besev ha'chaim. V'mzoich ha'chaim, v'chaim, 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 v'